everyone. This your host, your man Mill, riding shotgun with me always, Mr. Kevin Harris, to my left, to my right, Mr. Robar Smith. You know, we got WB in the background. We got some other special guests coming on in a few. But guys.
What's up?
How you feeling?
Man, it's been great. You know, Christmas shenanigans are over and getting ready for the new year.
You sure those Christmas shenanigans are actually over with?
Well, post-Christmas shenanigans, I guess.
Like I said, post-Christmas shenanigans. Man, look, it's the last. This, you know, I just realized, Roma, you brought this to me earlier. This is the last one of the new year, bro.
Last one of this year.
Last one, yeah. See, like I said, the post-Christmas shenanigans are not over. I still got the lingering eggnog up in me.
That's on you. your Christmas shenanigans, I guess. Oh, yours.
Yeah, man. Everybody has some. Everybody has some. Yeah. So, Roma, how you feeling, brother?
Oh, I'm feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yeah. You know, exciting Friday with the Red Cup as usual.
So, what happened with the Red Cup this time, bro?
It went left.
It went left.
Yeah, uh-oh. You know, it was one of those at zig when I should have zagged.
Honestly, you read one thing and something else happened.
Yeah, you know, and
things just turn to turn for the worse. But sometimes it works out in your favor, sometimes it don't.
You know, I think I was thinking with a little bit of both heads, and I should have listened to my first instinct yesterday. Was to just stay at home, but I wanted to try to do right by honoring the gesture that had been brought to me.
Cool. Understood.
But I won't do that again.
Oh, my God.
So, Ken, the eggnog was great.
Oh, the eggnog was always great. So, Ken, speaking of shenanigans, what kind of shenanigans were you into?
Nothing really spectacular, except, you know, you go to a Target somewhere and, you know, you run into a whole lot of stuff going on. This, outside of that, man, ain't nothing really, you know, exciting per se. The lines weren't even that long for a change, you know, which is kind of unusual. But outside of that, man, you know, we got like that's pretty much it.
Whoa!
that's cool for your end, but for me, you know, yeah. I be on the road all the time. I actually enjoyed, last weekend I was on vacation somewhere, you know, holiday vacation, you know, celebrating my fiance's birthday, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And it's just been, it's been a one roller coaster ride of fun ever since.
Oh, you know? My God. Hold on.
I know it was, bro. But see, what I'm getting at is, you know, this is, you know, time to reflect on everything that we've been through. And sometimes this time of year, be making some of the most memorable moments. You know, I'm getting married.
Bah humbug.
Congratulations, first of all. First of all, that's a major shout out goes in order for that. It's funny because when I posted a roundtable question yesterday, and I said, name a thing that you were proud of the most. And when your answer came up, says, when Sonya said yes, and like, man, it was like, that one had like a lot of hearts and responses out of that. So I think that was like the best answer out of the ones that I received.
Yeah. The thing was, it took me all year.
It doesn't matter how long it takes. But the fact was.
They asked something that we knew was going to happen.
Exactly.
All year.
Everybody all knew. Year. Well, the circles knew.
Well, let's say this. I knew since my first time on the show as a guest year before last.
Yeah.
My question is, who was surprised?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Besides him.
Oh yeah, like I said, it was a matter of time.
It was all a question of when.
Right.
That does not make the process easier, gentlemen. I just want to throw that out there. If that time comes for you guys, you can be shook. You can be shook like Mobb Deep.
What me?
It doesn't matter what the question or the answer is. Your whole life is going to flash before your eyes.
I know I would have like three red cups beside.
You gonna need three red cups, two of your homeboys, and a prayer.
No, I ain't gonna need. I don't even want my homeboys around.
You gonna need.
I don't want my brothers around. I am gonna want them to see.
You gonna be weaker in the knees in SWV, bro. You gonna need us.
That is true. I barely got good knees now, so. I'm probably gonna be on both knees.
It's just a level of anxiety that.
That comes along with it.
I'm about to do it.
Yeah.
Hey. How you doing?
Yeah. Just like you talking on the radio the first time. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Interesting point.
I don't know because you know my first time I didn't bring the proper etiquette with me.
Okay, guys, let's talk about some sports, man.
Okay, hey, WB, since we're going to get into this, let's get into this. I'm reading this about the Russell Wilson contract.
Oh, yes. Russell Wilson.
So listen.
Oh. Okay, I set the table while you get that together?
Yeah.
All right, see, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into this Russell Wilson situation. If y'all do not know, he has been benched by the Denver Broncos, and I want to say it's not Trevor Siemian. What's his backup?
Jared Stidham.
Jared Stidham is going to start the next two games. And the drama surrounding this is behind his contract, which Romar's about to get into.
So, all right, I'm reading. He signed for $242.6 million contract last year.
Yes.
He's guaranteed $39 million going into next season, whether he played for the Broncos or not.
Yes, there's nothing they can do about that.
The big issue is the $37
million. Which is?
Fifth year of the contract, if he passes a fiscal, in March of the new league year.
Yes.
So, it's crazy because they already basically tell him, we gonna give you your money for next year, but we shipping you off before we have to give you another $37 million.
Exactly.
And it's crazy because they legally blackballed him. They are legally blackballed him. Well, y'all started off 1-5. He started to play better. Y'all became in the hunt for a playoff spot. He did something that y'all ain't done in 8 years. He drove y'all down the field and beat Patrick Mahomes.
So?
And for all that he has done, this is what he gets, but I guess it's sometimes not being a locker room guy might come back and bite you. And that's a lot to do with it, too. I think it's a lot to do with him outside of football and how he deals with the ownership and things, too.
Now, see, this is a situation where Denver Broncos shot themselves in the foot last year when they even gave him this contract. Now they're trying to do everything they can get out of it, plus compound that. Well, I think the main issue is Sean Payton. I don't think Sean Payton ever liked Russell Wilson anyway. I think when Sean Payton took this job, I think he was trying to figure out how I'm gonna get rid of him right then and there.
I think he's
it was a disaster from the beginning.
He might could still be salty from that playoff game when Beast Mode made that incredible run when they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And all Russell was the quarterback of that team.
Yep. All that could be in play. I mean, all that could be very true, but I think this is more of a Sean Payton thing than anything else. Because if Sean Payton wanted him as a quarterback, none of this would be
happening. But John Elway wanted him as the quarterback.
Yeah.
It was a disaster right from the start.
So normally when you get a new coach, you get a new regime anyway.
Yeah.
But they're stuck with the, they're stuck with this contract.
And until at least next year.
And this is the best way they can get out of it. Is to sit him at home now. Now, if he slips, like he slips up in the bathtub at home, that's on him. They're not on the hook of it.
But what
he has to be injured doing football-like activities.
Okay, so if he get injured, since we know he's going to be a practice squad quarterback now.
He's on the scout team. He ain't on the practice squad. He's on the scout team. All he's doing is taking snaps.
Hey, freak accidents can happen while you taking snaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, my ankle.
I'm gonna show up to practice.
I wouldn't show up, period.
And I would pay the equipment manager to run me over with the golf cart. And get my 30 cent made.
Yeah, something.
Hold on. Equipment manager ain't making but
$X. No, he's second string. He's gonna be the second string quarterback.
He's gonna be second string scout team by all next week. They is not gonna.
Oh, I'm telling you now. I'm paying an offensive lineman to blow an assignment.
I'm not even paying an offensive lineman. I'm paying somebody who needs. I'm paying the equipment manager. I'm paying the water boy. I'm paying Big Shirley from security.
No,
somebody.
I need, like you said, football activities. That ain't a football activity.
If it's in a team facility, yes, it is. That's why I'm paying somebody that needs the money. Offensive lineman don't need the money more than the equipment manager.
No, I don't think nobody else. They all got more money than us, regardless.
Facts.
The ball boys probably make more money than us. I mean, come on, you be in the ball, you clean the floor in the NBA games and ball boys, they almost make $100,000 a year for that. To run out on the floor and drop the wipe up wet spots and stuff. Yeah, I'll do that.
I mean that's easy money right there.
Yeah. Then I get a ring if they win the championship. Because I'm part of the organization. The town boy.
Wouldn't that be something?
So, guys. I also want to talk about what's going on in the NBA, this NBA action. Is the Detroit Pistons going to win a basketball game anytime soon?
They will.
Next year.
They will. Well,
they guaranteed to win one next year, right, bro?
Yeah, one. At least one next year.
Okay. See, here's the thing. Now, they're getting mighty close because they actually took the game to overtime. They almost upset the apple cart on Thursday night. And remember, the Boston Celtics, they're the number one team in the East.
They barely won last night.
Well, they did. But, over Toronto. But on Thursday night, it was a weird, weird situation. Now, the Pistons were up by 19 at halftime. And I have a bone to pick. So you have a guy who plays for the Wizards, Kyle Kuzma, decided to put a tweet talking about don't be that team. Bruh, you only won like four games.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you finish. Who?
Kyle Kuzma.
Who?
Oh, the guy from the Wizards.
From the Wizards. You talking about Jordan?
Not Jordan Poole. His sidekick.
Yeah, sidekick?
Well, I guess is what you call it.
Hold on. Somebody likes Jordan Poole.
If you want to pair him up that way.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Jordan Poole has a friend.
I know.
She's a stripper.
Yeah. But either way, your team is 6-25. So you got no room to be talking.
Yes, I do. Because my team is 6-25, but we haven't lost 28 games in a row.
But wouldn't it be funny if the team just lost however many games in a row come in your house and beat y'all?
No, it wouldn't.
Don't be that team. That team could be the Wizards.
I mean, yeah.
Well, hey, that tells you, right, that's bulletin board material right off the bat.
I mean, trash versus trash. I mean, somebody got to win.
Well, that's another reason why him leaving the Lakers was probably good for the Lakers.
No, they traded that problem away to the Lakers.
So I guess the Lakers saw this coming years ago.
Yeah, they got what's his name?
Hachimura.
Yeah.
Rui Hakalugi. Rui Hakalugi. I like Rui Hachimura. Hachimura can ball though. I like Rui Hachimura.
We're gonna talk about how it seemed like Baltimore just single handedly just almost pitched a perfect game against San Francisco.
Yeah, when we talk about NFL, but I don't want to just keep jumping back and forth to sports. Right.
Yeah,
I want to.
What happened in the NBA?
In the NBA, I mean,
outside of the 28 game losing streak and counting,
really much nothing.
Well, let's see.
Oh, Joker pitched another perfect triple double, tying Will Chamberlain record the other day.
But got blown out last night by OKC. By 26.
Draymond still suspended. I think that's been a common thing. That's not breaking news. That's just, you know, the norm nowadays.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, it's just crazy how when you're a headline story, then about a week later, it just slowly dies down. They wait for the next big story to come up, whatever.
Oh, yeah. But I do have a question. Hey, Dad, have you seen Ja play since he's been back?
Yeah.
This guy looks like he's playing with his life on the line. He.
Oh, yeah.
Ja Morant, to me, has come back to being the Ja that we all know and love. Oh. We don't love him outside the court. Outside the gym. Play.
Now, the question is, can it be sustainable?
It looked like it is. It looked like he worked on his craft while he was sitting at home for 25 games. Well, he was in practice, the facility with the team, but he looked like it didn't look like he ain't show no rush in the first game. He actually got the game-winning alley-oop. Got the player of the week, his first week back.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason why the game that they lost that he missed is because he had an illness. But yeah, he right on time, and right around this time is what the NBA need. Somebody that's going to give you highlights night in and night out.
So how far do you think they can go with the squad?
If they stay healthy and he stay out of trouble, they can make a push for the playoffs, right? It's still early, but I can see them making the playoffs.
I can see, yeah, this is a good playoff team. Has anybody heard from the Atlanta Hawks? I know they
not a whole lot. Oh, and they lost last night too. They lost it all.
To the Kings.
Yep.
The Kings look like they some.
The Kings been struggling.
And
they look like something.
The Hawks on the outside looking in. They on right now. They're in 12th place.
Kings are the exact opposite of the Hawks. You think about it. The Kings are 18-12. The Hawks are 12-19. I mean, that's the best example of two teams. It's like
going in opposite directions,
right?
I've seen some where LA could be flirting around with the Hawks in a D'Angelo Russell for Deontay Murray trade.
You mean De'Aaron Fox?
No, the Atlanta Hawks, Deontay Murray,
Jonte Murray,
and D'Angelo Russell for D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell don't play for the Kings.
I said the Lakers.
Oh, that's what threw me off. I was just saying,
keeping it in the NBA realm.
Yeah.
I done seen that.
Now, there's also rumor mills going around like that Wiggins might be on the trading block for Golden State.
That'll be a bad move for them right now.
Because they're talking about Kuminga, they trying to push him.
He ain't showed you nothing to push for the Mets. Exactly. You want to give up?
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Wiggins,
I mean, all right, to begin with, what are you giving up for? Are you getting draft picks? Are you getting another more skilled big man? I mean,
and you know,
are you giving up draft capital to make a splash?
And you know where he'll go?
Are you trying to develop draft capital? I mean, what's the end goal here?
If they was to trade him, I think the perfect fit for him to go back to Minnesota.
I disagree.
Him with Edwards and Gobert and
call Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Man.
Don't
they got who? No, Mike Conley Jr. don't play for them, no. Who is their point guard? Yeah, Anthony Edwards is their point guard, pretty much.
And Daniels. Daniels is the other one. I've got his first name, but
Troy Daniels.
No, it's somebody else. Jaden, I think. Jalen or Jaden, one of the two. But I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to put it to y'all like this. All right. It's certain teams I put in the category. First, you got the Timberwolves. The Utah Jazz. The Hornets. And I'm not gonna throw Memphis in this category.
Of what?
At which one?
I even say the Pacers. You mean these are teams that find a way to screw things up? The Pelicans. These are teams that I don't care who's on their squad. I don't care how talented they is. Who they got in there, how much money is on their payroll. These are teams that just can't put it all together. They will find a way to screw this up. There was no way with the squad the Minnesota Timberwolves had, when you got Big Cat Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, that you were supposed to be that bad defensively.
No, I'll throw in one more. The Dallas Mavericks. That's another one. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I was streaming the game one night. Have you also noticed that there have been a lot of leads been blown lately? Like a 20-point bleed.
Oh, I forgot the granddaddy of them all. The Phoenix Suns. But continue.
But yeah. So, you see graphics a lot lately that teams that have a 20-point lead or 30-point lead sometimes, nowadays it's like, it's nothing. Because everybody makes a run. There's been a lot of those running around lately. Like, you think a huge lead like that is safe? Not anymore. But I would say, no, actually the granddaddy of them all as far as screw-ups would be Dallas. Because Jason Kidd is still haven't held anybody accountable. Luka, and I like Luka. But when there was that one play during Christmas night, he had a bad turnover and he yells at his teammates for not getting back on defense or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, and people been talking about that. I'm like, okay, you know, when something like that, a change of possession turns that quick, you know, you gotta be be ready. And you're just sitting there like lollygagging half the time. It's like, and then when you had a 20-point lead against the Cavaliers been like a middle-of-the-road pack, you know, at home, thinking it's safe. You know, you get something to eat. You come back and end up losing by three. But the way they lost is like, there's no – teams can't seem to close the deal towards the end of the fourth quarter. And there's been a lot of those going around in the NBA this week. So that's the one takeaway that I've seen.
Well, you can like Luka. I don't. I respect his talent, but I don't like Luka Doncic.
I mean, I can understand why.
He's talented, but he just seems like a lazy, entitled basketball player.
Yeah, he does give up.
That is true.
I don't like that. I'm sorry. I mean, he got all the talent in the world.
That's what his body language say.
He's just lazy and entitled.
Because you see he give up on plays.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't like that. I don't. And for that reason only, I would not buy his shoes. But anyway, the reason why I say the Phoenix Suns are granddaddy of them all
is,
when have they ever did it right? This is the oldest franchise in the league.
They did do it right one time.
No, they haven't.
They did it right when they got Barkley, and Barkley took them to the finals.
But they didn't win the chip.
I mean, they didn't win the chip, but that was the perfect trade for the perfect player for that team at that time.
Yeah,
so they got it right that one time.
Until they win it all, which is they are the oldest franchise in the league never to win one.
Hey,
I can't give them that.
I'm gonna be quiet.
You can't.
I'm gonna be quiet about that.
Why? Because that's what y'all did to me.
Well, at least you said. Because
I mean, but that's the whole
you
idea.
You said I play by these rules. Hey, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, you really can't. You can't. You're a window shopper until you get one.
I just making sure. Just know I ain't spending all no BS here.
No, you're right.
You know, I keep it. I try my best to keep it 1,000. Sometimes somebody falls a penny short.
Like, but, you know, I understand what you're saying about him, but
y'all laid the standard out.
They got there.
They got
a participation trophy.
So I gotta put them below that. I gotta put Phoenix above Dallas. At least Dallas got one.
Yeah.
Against Kobe and them. Went through Kobe.
That was just.
It is what it is. Man, they did it.
But that was just that run that they made and won that shit. It was fourth quarter dirt. And I ain't understand. I seen that run. He stayed at the foul line in the fourth quarter.
Keep in mind, it was against LeBron and D-Wade.
But no, the whole playoffs that year, fourth quarter, he might attempt in the fourth quarter 12 free throw attempts.
And knocked down all 12.
Yeah, like he had a
streak.
He had a streak until he had a streak going into the finals where he had made like 41, 42 consecutive free throws or something like that.
Like
in the fourth quarter.
Like he missed two free throws the entire finals.
Remember one game in that finals came, LeBron and them put him on the line 24 times and he went 24 for 24.
That man was just not missing.
And the one leg step back was killing him that year.
They had nothing for that.
Nobody nothing. Could stop that
deal. And Yanks had like, nothing to stop since.
As soon as he hopped on that one leg, everybody else would start running down the other end of the court.
And what, that was Jason Kidd's first ring? Two.
Like, nobody boxed out. Like, Dirk stepped back, everybody started running back the other way.
You had Jason Kidd, Jason Terry, Dirk Nowitzki, Sean Murray, and Brendan Haywood. Another key piece was my boy that came off the bench, the little Spanish guy.
J.J. Barrera.
Yes. Mm. Boy.
He was the one that was killing him.
Boy, he had fourth quarter excitement about him, too.
He knew how to hit the sweet spots in the lane, find the open guys, man. That was a phenomenal run.
Mm-hmm.
So, again... Phoenix got to be above. Phoenix got to take this crown on this one, man.
Well, how you feel about them old Utah Jazz teams with Stockton, Malone, and Hornacek?
I never liked them.
They might be a bigger bust than the Phoenix Suns.
If their franchise was just as old as Phoenix, because you remember Phoenix, you know, started the NBA. They was at the very beginning.
Oh, that's terrible.
Now, to Mill's point, though, and I can understand why. Think about this. Just, two seasons ago, the Suns had the number one seed, and they were the favorites to win the chip that year.
They did win to the finals that year.
But, see, here's the thing.
It was the Chris Paul jinx.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then when Dallas came in their house, Game 7, shot the lights out, and beat them by 40.
Oh, that was the following year.
Yeah, and see,
after that.
Yeah.
But the Chris Paul jinx, yeah, like, I really thought they had it against Milwaukee. Up 2-0.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we said it over the phone or something. When is he gonna get her?
That's a good question. And then
he got hurt
again.
It never fails. I think he's just jinxed.
Out of all these years, you've been in the league for 16, 17 years and never got the chip by this point?
Well,
you've had one sniff of the finals and got hurt.
But hey, Melo never smelled the finals.
That is true.
All right, so guys, it's 9:34. I want to talk a little something about these college, before we get into the NFL picks.
These college games.
I got a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody seen the Ohio State Buckeyes? Hey, Dad, you seen the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen them?
Have I seen them?
Or has anybody seen?
Because the only thing they showed up to the Cotton Bowl yesterday, they lost 14-3.
I just seen that.
No, I didn't see them.
I seen that.
They lost to Mizzou 14-3. Now, this is the Ohio... They call the
Ohio State
University.
Yeah.
I noticed that Marvin Harrison was in uniform.
But they didn't play.
But yeah, like, that might be big signs of he going pro.
But I thought that was already a given.
Yeah, he hasn't decided
because he said he want to come back and try to beat Michigan, but you ain't going to have nobody to throw the ball to you next year.
And yeah, and y'all didn't look too good against them this year without a coach.
Exactly.
No, they beat y'all without a coach. So
and the bad thing
gonna get more easier next year
because Trevion Henderson 804 zone was the only one that showed up. That's the only person I saw. And outside, I didn't know who anybody else were. Like they actually had a third string quarterback, couldn't do nothing with the ball. You know, he gets pressured all over the place. You know, I mean, Mizzou just brought the house.
They won 11 games.
But here's the catch to this. During the preseason, they picked them to finish next to last in their conference, next to Vanderbilt. They had them at 13th.
Yeah, they.
So you talk
SEC,
about
SEC? That's grueling,
right?
Man, SEC ain't no man. Even Vanderbilt's no joke.
I mean, like, you think about it. Out of all the Power Five conferences, the SEC is the toughest far as a football schedule comes. Your football schedule in the SEC.
Oh, most definitely.
Determines if you get a college football playoff spot or not. Or a New Year's Day game.
Yeah, you can't have more than one loss.
But I still say that Georgia got robbed. They need to be, it should be Michigan versus Georgia. Or Georgia against Texas. Or Georgia against Florida State, because both of them teams should have been in that college football playoff.
But see, the thing is, I don't even think that it matters. Because with Georgia's Florida State game coming up, they got over 40 people not playing for both sides.
And you understand why.
And there's a reason behind that. And because of the backlash.
Because they both got robbed. Alabama gets in.
No, that's how many people they got eligible going in transfer portals, going to the draft.
Okay, but still, like, you know, those people that entered the portal and entering the draft, they would have been playing today if it wasn't for the snub that they both got. Georgia got snubbed.
You think
simply,
so?
Georgia got snubbed simply because they lost to Alabama in the SEC championship game. If you look at strength of schedule and best win or loss, Alabama had the worst loss out of those two teams with one loss.
Right. Right.
Alabama lost to Texas at the time. Texas was ranked, but Georgia lost to Alabama, which was at the time when they lost SEC championship game. Alabama was ranked, what, like number five? Number five. So they should have still got into the playoff. And Florida State was undefeated, and they got robbed because their quarterback got hurt.
Good. Coming to the studio, my man, C.J. Richardson. Yo, C.J.
What's happening, man? What's happening, fellas?
Man, how you doing, bro?
What's going on?
Thank you for joining us this morning, man. How was your week, sir? How was your week?
Oh, man, amazing. I had a great week. Every day I wake up is a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, good. Thank you for joining us, man. And I got one more question for you, man. See, I got this from you.
Have you seen
the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Well, we can't even go like that on Ohio State. Half the team ain't showed up. And Missouri is a good team.
So that's a legitimate question. Have you seen
exactly?
Yeah, I saw them. I have seen them because 14-3 is a great ball game for referee if you like football.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed that game, man. And what I actually saw was some young kids that don't get no playing time actually stepped up. You know, they didn't score on offense. They didn't do too well on offense. But to hold that Missouri team to 14 with some backups and some key players missing, I thought it was a moral victory. I know people don't give out moral victory, but for a bunch of college kids, I like what I saw out of Ohio State. And everybody in the world know if they was fully loaded, they was going to put at least 31 up on there. Marvin Harrison alone is good for three.
Exactly.
All you got to do is let it go.
Exactly. So yes. With these college bowl games, what do you expect this Georgia-Florida State game to look like?
They can go ahead and call that one now. Man, because half of Florida State team ain't playing.
Half of Georgia team ain't playing.
No, Georgia fully loaded.
Oh, they are?
They just talked about that this morning. Georgia fully loaded, ready to go. Everybody's playing. It might be one or two players, one or two, but the rest of the team is fully loaded.
Oh, they're going to beat the brakes off.
Exactly. The point spread is 20.
Oh.
They're going to be.
Yeah, Georgia fully loaded and locked in. Like, let's go.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think it was going to be that much. I mean.
Man, the point spread is 20 now. It was like 8.5 or something?
Oh, shh.
They don't 20 now because Florida State mad. And that's what the commentators were talking about. They was like, this was an opportunity for Florida State to prove the voters wrong by showing up in full force and playing Georgia tough or beating them. You feel what I'm saying?
Hmm.
But now, when they show up and get that 50-0 put on them, everybody will say we're justified. So they really messing up their claim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's too late for that claim anyway.
And they gonna hurt themselves with
it. But what I'm saying though, it does put more it puts a different perspective on how the voters and it could have led to some change in how the selection committee does their process.
Yes.
Because
yes.
If Florida State would have showed up and beat the team that was unbeatable until they got beaten in the SEC championship game, that
would have
put a whole different hold up. Congress might have got involved. Wait a minute.
Y'all then it'll be a conversation.
I understand because it was like,
right?
It was like, remember a couple of years ago where at first it was UCF that was undefeated and got snubbed.
Right.
Then you seen Cincinnati get snubbed a year, and then they put Cincinnati in there.
Right.
And then last year, TCU, they ain't want to put them in there, but. You had to respect them last year.
I got you. But you never know what you're going to get in the bowl games anyway, man, with these NIL deals and the opt-outs. Man, you don't know what team you're playing. It ain't the same team.
Yeah, because they like that with them they got contracts with them NIL deals. Hey, I ain't got to play.
They say the dude, I just heard this the other day because the UVA quarterback went to NC State. And NC State won the bowl game the other day. And they got 10 wins this year, so congrats to NC State. But Brendan Armstrong went down there, and when he first got there, he didn't do so well. He got benched, and they put a freshman in. So the freshman played. I think they got this new thing for the freshman now where if you play a couple of games, you can opt back out and still get your red shirt season or something.
Oh,
so wow. He wasn't – the freshman dude wasn't doing well. So he said – he wanted to go back to the bench because he's thinking about hitting the transfer portal. I was like, what in the world? So that's how Armstrong got his job back, and then he had a good season. But I'm like, man, them players off the chain now with them NIL deals, and they got
this transfer portal. Yeah,
they gave him the starting job. He went out there, John, and didn't do so well. He's like, no, man, this ain't for me. He said, I'm gonna opt out and take my red shirt because I'm planning on transferring anyway.
He said he going one double. He going down there.
I'm out of here.
He going to play for South Dakota State or something.
Exactly. I was like, that has never happened before that I know of, man. That was crazy.
Man, but this transport portal is jumping in. Every time I see something, it's just always somebody going to Colorado or something.
But hey, look, your quarterbacks right now, boy, you better have a personal relationship with your quarterback.
you better be your best friend from now on.
Hey, what you say, Emil?
He said, you better be your best friend from now on.
What?
I seen where
they give him Christmas gifts and everything around this time of year.
Hey, man, it is terrible, man.
I seen where Bill O'Brien told the quarterback from Alabama.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be playing quarterback. You know it's other positions you can play.
He said, my own coach told me I shouldn't be the quarterback.
He said, you know, you can play tight end, linebacker, D-back, but not quarterback.
Anything you want, just don't get under center.
All right, so let's get to these college bowl games real quick. I mean, you talk about Alabama against Michigan. How you think that's, CJ? How you think that's gonna pan out?
Wow, are they still stealing signals? Hey man, I don't know.
Hey,
man, Harbaugh is the worst. If they stealing signals, it's gonna be close. But I actually. See, what happens is, like, when the college football season ends, this is the one thing I don't like. You got, like, a month layoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's when the coaching and the preparation comes in, man. And it's really like a toss-up because the teams are kind of even with their different styles of football. You know, I don't know if that young quarterback is still going to be in that rhythm he had because that boy was on fire.
Right.
From Alabama. If they still in rhythm, and I do expect them to be in rhythm. I think they beat Michigan by 10. You know what I'm saying? I think like a 27-17 game. You know, good game, you know? I got Alabama in that one.
I got Michigan in this one.
Okay.
Why you say that?
Because. I mean, I think the Michigan defense better.
Yeah, they got the deepest roster from top to bottom.
I think Michigan defense better, but they got a little bit of weaknesses on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay.
But it might be the deeps. What do you think, Kevin?
Yeah. It's a toss-up, but like in a close one, I'd probably go with Michigan.
But like you say, though, CJ, you know, that month layoff, like I think, you know, Michigan would have a momentum even though it had been a month layoff because of the fashion that they beat Ohio State without Harbaugh being out there to coach them. They still could be riding off of the momentum of that game.
Well, you got to realize, though, some of these teams, the matchups dictate the outcomes. Okay, as far as Michigan smash mouth team, they're going to play a smash mouth team. Both of these teams physical and can punch you in the mouth. Ohio State is a finesse team. You know, they spread you out and then run that zone stuff on you and, you know, create big running lanes, but they ain't not really physical. You punch Michigan in the mouth and handle them on the line. I mean, Ohio State in the mouth and handle them on the line of scrimmage. You pretty much dictate that game. That's what Michigan did to them. So now that Michigan is going to play another team, pretty much like them, but
that
I think
mirror, still, that mirrors
think,
them.
But I think a little more explosive. You know, that's why I say 27-17. I got to go with Alabama because the football gods is watching this one too. You've been stealing all year. You've been cheating. How you get suspended? This is what I don't understand. How a coach gets suspended twice in the same season and he still got a job and he's still coaching. I'm going to tell you why, but I can't tell you on this show. I got to tell you after we go off air. But
For the same thing.
Bro, that's my point. You can't be
doing that. That's double jeopardy.
Man, had it been a minority coach,
You already know.
Fire.
You see what they did to do to Michigan State? Quit.
Now see that CC. He pulled the P Diddy. That's different. He tricked up the bag.
Yeah, he did.
You coaching Michigan State, and they done gave you $90 million.
Yeah. and you blew it.
You serious? I ain't touching nothing.
Hey, we got another special guest in the building. Yo, Joe.
What's up, man?
What's happening, baby?
Ain't nothing.
Man, I thought you was gonna be in the studio this morning, man. I got your trophy here and everything, but we'll get to that later.
Well, Joe won the what'd he win?
He was last year's fantasy league champion.
Hey, just getting the trophy.
I haven't been able to catch him.
Man, you gotta get that man 2 trophies.
No, he gotta come pick the first one up first. The trophy's been here.
Well,
he's
the one that's been available, see?
It's my fault.
See,
it's
got trophy now.
Well, I might be this year's champ.
What place you in,
Roman? I'm in the championship already.
Hey, you want me to open it so you can see what it look like?
I'm in the championship of his fantasy league against my brother.
Man, let me look this shit up, because I'm going to call the IRS.
Hey, but CJ, I called it. Like, look, I said... Before, when he told me that I was going, he asked me to join the joint. I said, it'd be crazy if I get the first pick and I win the league. Ended up getting the first pick in the draft.
Who you pick?
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
My squad is Patrick Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
Derrick Henry.
Ooh.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Right.
Justin Jefferson. DK. Metcalf.
Okay.
Amari Cooper. Cleveland defense. Justin Tucker is my kicker. Curry Kittle. George Kittle is my tight end. And I got the tight end from Detroit. And I got Brock Purdy on the bench. And I got Christian Kirk. And Jerry Jeudy. And Washington defense that never touches the field.
Wow.
Okay.
What
you
gonna do with that?
I don't know if you can see this or not.
Cleveland would have made me a little bit comfortable, but
this is your trophy right here.
They put up a dud for me Thursday night.
Yeah.
Defensively.
It says Team High Fly 2023 Studio W Fantasy League Champion.
Man, drop that shit on the floor and let it break up. I thought I saw an eagle.
It's gonna be right here in the studio.
Old school.
It's gonna be right here in the studio for you when you come to pick it up. Yeah, but I done had this thing for about a year now. I done had this thing to roll around in the trunk for a minute.
Wow.
So the one in my league, gets his customized commemorative glass. That's the trophy.
That's the fantasy league.
Yeah, the fantasy league trophy. CJ, it'd have been a star instead of an eagle, of course.
But I don't do fantasy football because I get it. But I can't just do it. I can't root for nobody.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it will do to you.
Yeah. You damn gonna write it with.
You gotta take your fanhood and throw it out the window. CJ.
Uh-huh.
That was my fantasy. I'm in another fantasy league. Guess what my lineup is?
Oh Lord. Let me hear.
I got Pat Mahomes on the bench.
Okay.
I'm starting Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey, and Deebo Samuel. And I'm undefeated. Wow.
I can't do that. I would get no points every week. Zero.
I ain't got no Eagles on my squad.
What?
Wow.
That one.
Wow.
He cheating.
Yeah, that fantasy league.
I'm in someone else's league.
Yeah, that fantasy league is totally different.
You gotta throw your fantasy hood.
CJ, I acquired Justin Jefferson while he was injured in a trade.
Huh? That was a good pickup.
And I did it just for this reason. Mm. Once he became healthy, to give me that push to get me through until the playoffs. And it worked out for me.
And speaking of playoff, we got one more game to talk about before we talk about the NFL. We're almost time to talk about the NFL. We talked about Alabama and Michigan. Hey, Joe, who you got, Alabama or Michigan?
I don't like Michigan because I'm Ohio State, so I'm going for Alabama.
They're going by.
What happened last night?
Yes, please.
Explain this one.
Yes, please.
I missed it last night because I was.
Well, you ain't missing nothing.
You didn't miss much.
Because I was under the weather, so I've been. That's why I didn't wake up on time either because I was thinking I took some medicine. So,
I
missed that.
It's been a buzz going around.
I still got to go on that. Look, we got beat a lot to a little bit.
No,
14-3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so my question was, has anybody seen Ohio State? Because I ain't seen him last night.
The only person that showed up was Travion.
They coming to Virginia, too, boy.
I did see that Marvin Harrison Jr. said that he's skipping that. He going straight to the for the draft.
Oh, so he made it official.
Yeah, he that's why he ain't play. He said he's skipping it.
Oh man, oh man. Okay, so who y'all got? Texas or Washington?
Oh man.
The other game.
Oof.
Oh man.
That's tough.
I got Texas also. I'm just going with the Vegas odds. They got Texas at -4, so I'm going with Texas.
I ain't going with the Vegas. I'm just going with, I think Texas is a better team.
I'm going with Washington.
Oh, you want Washington, CJ?
I do.
Hold on, Washington got the quarterback that's been lighting it up, man.
Yes, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Sorry.
But you know, now when you say that with, man, it'd be crazy because we could see a matchup of a college championship game rematch with Michigan with Washington and Alabama. Remember a couple of years ago, Alabama dragged Washington.
Yeah, they might want to strike some get back on that too. I don't know, but that's good. All I like Michigan, be honest with you guys. The only reason why I like Michigan is I like their color scheme. That's it. Am I wrong for that?
No.
Not really.
Other than that.
I think you are. Yeah. I really do. Most men don't like teams because of color pattern. Women do, but men don't. Men either like the team, but they don't. You know what's wrong with Washington's color pattern?
Nothing. They just doing it wrong.
Okay. Well, you know,
I'm an artist too, so you know I like all colors.
Michigan is just.
It's just that color pattern. Now, how they go about doing business? No, I don't respect that. I mean, I do respect the talent of the players.
I'm just looking at a Michigan uniform, thinking of what I like about it.
That navy blue just, on that gold, yes, that works.
That's almost saying you like Redskin uniform.
Oh nah.
If you want to tag Maroon
and gold to me, call me Virginia Tech Hokie, okay?
Yeah. Well, they struggling, so I won't.
I'll take them over Washington.
Yeah, you can't. No, I don't like Michigan uniform kind of plain. All that Big Ten stuff kind of plain.
Well, sometimes all you gotta do is keep it simple.
Oregon. Yeah, but I mean, ain't nothing like standing out.
Oregon, the flashiest team in college football.
Oregon got the jerseys. They had
Oregon will give me a seizure if I keep staring at them too off all that silver and bright lime green and stuff.
Man, they got a whole bunch of different jerseys.
Man, don't get mad at them because they super backed by Nike.
Yeah.
And they right there with a Nike Jones.
They wore over 20 different jerseys in the last 10 years.
And yeah, some of them belong in the Bad Boy video, but that's neither here nor there.
But the thing is, when they wear them 20 different jerseys, they sell them 20 different combos too, because people be buying them.
Yes, they will,
because them jumps be sweet. A lot of them are sweet.
Yeah.
So guys, you ready to talk about getting to these NFL picks?
Let's do it.
All right, who we got first, Kev?
All right, tonight's game, Lions at the Cowboys.
Oh, we kicking this thing off.
Yep.
Lions!
All right. All right, like I said, most of you already know that Sonya, CJ, we already know what you're going for. WB.
Lions.
It's already empty.
Hey, hold up. Kevin.
Yo.
First of all, don't ever do that to me again.
What are you talking about?
When it's time for me to talk, let me talk. Okay? Don't tell me you already know who I'm going for.
Well, I mean,
this is why I don't trust your accounting scheme.
What are you talking about?
I said something about it before the show started.
Oh, look. We're
going to have a vote of everybody on the board to remove you from your executive position.
Romar, you started this mess too.
I mean, because I seen that these points won't add up.
Like I kept telling you, I don't control the points.
Yeah, but somehow, we was both tied for 10th, and then somehow steadily keep moving.
But see, if you keep losing more games than you win, you're not going nowhere.
But I ain't really losing more games than I win.
When I look at some of this stuff.
I'm gonna settle all this. We get ready to have an emergency city council meeting.
Well, I'm voting for Kevin. Kevin, you're doing a fine job.
Thank you very much.
Oh, because you probably gave your buddy some points. I know.
Yeah.
Them kickbacks.
Don't worry about it.
We got.
Yeah, y'all hate all
under the table.
That's
Kevin, don't worry about it, bro.
I don't.
Getting kickbacks.
Hey, don't worry about it. Kevin, you're doing a fine job, bro. Man. Hey, where am I?
You still in number 4.
Okay, good.
You're still in the top 5.
So. All right, good. All right, you're doing fine, Kevin.
I bet.
Well, I'm sorry, Romar. When you lose 9 out of 16 games, you can't go nowhere.
That's right, Romar.
I don't believe that.
What's your explanation on that one?
I don't believe that because the same teams, the same
games you picked.
That's right.
It's kind of crazy because
it's called math.
I'm in your league, and I'm in the person that does the points football pool for your league.
Uh huh. Okay.
Week in and week out, it seems that I do better in her pool, even though I don't win the money, and I pick the same games.
But here's the thing. But it's not that many people in that pool.
Ain't that crazy?
But how many people is in her pool?
Her pool might have 12 to 13 people.
Well, there you go.
But my Saturday, when I pick my games on Saturday.
And how many of them?
My games are the same. And somehow I end up almost winning her pool every week, but I'm dropping points in your league.
It's called math.
No. Well, some ain't mapping it.
Yeah.
You see what I...
Don't worry about it, Kevin.
I know.
Somebody's doing the wrong arithmetic.
Yeah. Okay, 12 versus 30.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Mm. You're in a crowded pool, Romar. Hello. Mm.
Okay.
All right. Now.
Pick better.
All right.
Cowboys. I got the Cowboys.
Of course you do. That's why I got the Lions.
Now this Cowboys 31-10.
31-10.
I'm real interested to see what Joe got to say about this one because this is a major game for the NFC. Who you got, Joe, and why?
It's a hard one because I can see it go either way.
Ain't that hard.
But
it ain't that hard. The Lions going to win. Wow. Oh, yeah. And you know why I picked CJ, you know why I picked the Lions, right?
Because you got 31 other teams.
Yeah, I picked, oh man, no. Anybody got the Lions with me?
No.
Check this out.
What's that?
I'm going to pick the Lions.
You got the Lions, Joe.
Only reason is because of the run game and run defense. And then the Cowboys play a lot of man. They have an offense equipped to be able to beat that.